So you think Christmas shopping season starts too early where you are?
Christmas starts 3 months really before Christmas Day here.
That's reporter Hannah Dreyer in Caracas, Venezuela. That three-month run-up gives Venezuelans plenty of time to get their Christmas shopping done. And this year, they're getting a bit of extra help from the government. President Nicolas Maduro has ordered businesses to mark down the price of Barbie dolls. It's part of his Operation Merry Christmas. Dreyer saw the effects at one store she visited.
I was there just as they started to put out the cut-price Barbies. And these poor salespeople started to mount a display. And as soon as people saw the price tag come up, they ran over and started just grabbing armfuls of Barbies. They weren't even letting the salespeople put them on the shelves. I talked to one mother who's a 22-year-old student who'd grabbed four cheerleader Barbies for her daughter. And her three-year-old was there with her. She had one of these cheerleader Barbies under her arms, and the girl just looked totally dazed. But the mother was so excited because last year she'd had to buy a full-price Barbie for $30, and it was a real hardship for her. This year she's, like, struck a bonanza.
So how much are they marking them down?
Well, a top-level Barbie doll here goes for the equivalent of $30. That's using the black market rate, which is what most people use in Venezuela. And this week they're selling Barbie dolls for $2.50. So that's a huge markdown. It's way below what those dolls go for in the U.S. In the U.S., you could find one for maybe $20. Here they're going for the equivalent of two sticks of butter or a mojito.
Wow. So do the business owners have a choice, or when the government does this, it's you have to do it? You have to lower the price?
They don't have a choice. Usually what happens is inspectors called fair price inspectors come to a store. They'll go on national TV. It'll be a setup with a bunch of people who look like they're in military uniforms and maybe some Barbie dolls or washing machines or whatever it is in the background. And they'll tell the people that the business owners were speculating. They're there to ensure everybody can buy what they need. And so as of that day, whatever it is, the washing machine is $20 or the Barbie doll is $2.
I was just laughing because I was imagining people who look like they're dressed as the military holding Barbie dolls. Sort of a funny image. So what's behind the move? Is President Nicolas Maduro trying to trump up popular support?
Yeah, you know, a lot of people here are a little confused. Maduro's definitely not in a great place. His approval ratings are at 30%, which is extremely low. There have been violent protests here. There are shortages. There is the world's highest inflation. So there are a lot of reasons why he would want to do something crowd-pleasing like this. And even in this extremely polarized country, everybody seems to be on board with the Barbies. But then again, he's not facing election for a while, unlike last year when his party was about to face crucial elections. So it could just be that, as he says, he wants everybody to have a Merry Christmas.
This is kind of a hangover from Hugo Chavez, isn't it? He did something similar, but I can't imagine that Hugo Chavez slashed the price of Barbie dolls. What did he used to do?
No, Chavez is actually not a fan of the Barbie doll. He went on national television once and called the Barbie a stupid toy and said that Venezuela needed to invent its own iconic toy based on Venezuelan culture. Even just last year, the socialist government published an article saying that Barbies weren't a good ideal for the people here. That said, Venezuelans are very plastic surgery obsessed. The Barbie figure is kind of one that's aspirational for a lot of people still.
Yeah, it is the country of beauty pageants. Is there a Venezuelan version of Barbie?
Well, what I saw at this store was a knockoff doll called Beauty. And to me, she looked about the same as a Barbie. She had those same proportions, the same blonde hair. But I didn't see anything that was really reflecting what a Venezuelan girl might look like back to her. I don't think the same anti-Barbie sentiment that you see in some places in the U.S. has really reached Venezuela. It's not a PC culture.
Socialism or not, it's not PC. Reporter Hannah Dreyer in Caracas, Venezuela. Thanks so much.
Thank you.